You may have to kind of excuse me. My voice seems to be going south a little bit. This evening, I want to talk a little bit about daring to do what is right. You know, the problem I see in a lot of things taking place today, people are not daring to do what is right, except what is right in their own mind. You know, sometimes when we are put into a situation where we have to make a decision, what do we base our decision on? Are they based on events that are taking place at the moment? Or the people that are around us? Or is it based on the political or society view of the day? You know, in the book of Daniel, we read of Daniel and three of his co-captives who made a decision that could have caused them to lose their life. They refused to eat of the king's table because eating the unclean meat was against God's commands. Daniel chapter 1, verses 1 through 16. Now, doing what is right is hard. It's hard at times, but even then it must be done. Today in our society, there are things that take place and things that are done that are totally against God's word. And when we find ourselves in that situation where we must decide, what decisions will we make? Going with the flow is easy, but standing for what is right in God's eyes is the only way for the child of God to go. Now, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood their ground when it came to defiling themselves and disobeying God's law. You know, they did not rationalize, well, you know, everybody else is doing it. You know, one of the things when I was growing up, I'd say, Mom, you know, everybody else is doing it. Well, if everybody else was jumping off a cliff, would you do it too? You all probably heard that before. The problem is, that's not a good reason to defile ourselves before God. Just because everybody else is doing it does not make it right. Too many times, God's people will put aside God's word in order to fit in and not draw attention to themselves. You know, many have the idea that they must go along to get along. You've heard that before, haven't you? We'll just go along to get along. We'll agree to disagree. Well, that's not an agreement. Again, many have the idea that they must go along to get along. Jesus said in Matthew 10 and verse 33, but whosoever shall deny me before him, him will I deny before my Father, which is in heaven. Daring to do what is right. There are several things that I want to look at this evening, because doing what is right should be what every child of God will do throughout their entire life. You know, first of all, we need to stay true to our convictions. Look at Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Daniel proposed in his heart. In other words, he made a commitment not to defile himself before God. And Daniel requested vegetables for water and water for 10 days. So why would they eat the king's meat? You know, this young man, Daniel, and his co-captives, they were brought in and sit down at the king's table and given the king's food. Why wouldn't he, as they say, chow down? I mean, it had to be better than what they'd ate before. Why did they request vegetables, or Daniel request vegetables and water for 10 days? Again, why did they not eat the king's food? Well, first of all, because they ate unclean beast that was forbidden by the Jewish law. Leviticus chapter 11, if you want to check it out. The second reason was because they ate beast that had been strangled and not properly blooded or bled. Animals that were eaten were offered first to their gods. Again, Daniel didn't want to do that. Eating something that was unclean, eating something that had not been properly bled, eating things that had been offered to the Babylonian gods. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 20 through 22. Paul says, "But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God, and I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and the table of devils. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he?" You know, Daniel looked at this and fully understood that you cannot serve God and were in the world. Daniel knew in his heart that he could not serve God and sit there and eat of the king's table because it was contrary and against God's law. Now, Daniel would have been going against what he knew to be right. Think about the temptation. You know, too many times, you know, we've read this many times about Daniel in the book of Daniel. But think about the temptation that David faced here. All right, he's been brought in with all of the other co-captives, all of the young, bright, knowledgeable young people, sat down at the king's table and given food that most people would die for. But notice some of the things that David was tempted with. He was tempted with honor. Do you know what kind of honor it was to sit at the king's table? He was an exiled slave who was offered a great opportunity to become great. Did you think about that? Daniel was in a position that he would have been promoted. He would have been a great man in the Babylonian Empire. He also had the temptation of comfort. He watched. I imagine he sat there and watched while everyone else around him was eating of the king's table, and he was sitting there eating his vegetables and drinking water. They were all sitting there eating the steaks and the baked potatoes and the salads. And which would you rather be eating? David faced the temptation of honor. He faced the temptation of comfort. But Daniel, because he trusted in God, he knew that he was going to fare better than the rest of the captives. In fact, you can read about that a little bit later in the chapter. Now, what Daniel did and what we need to do in our modern day and age, all right, we need to make up our minds now. If you've never done this before, you need to make up your mind right now that you will not give in to temptation. Too many times, temptation smacks us upside the head, and we say, wow, where'd that come from? And we fall into it because we've not prepared ourselves. We need to make up our minds now that we will not give in to temptation. Daniel did not wait until he was in his present circumstance of being set down at the king's table and demanded that he eat of the king's table. David did not wait until his present circumstances to decide to do what was right or wrong. If we don't make up our minds long before the time comes, then most likely we will give in to the pressure to conform. You know, Daniel could have sat down there. He could have sat down there and reasoned, well, you know, I'm here now and I'm a captive, so I must do what my new masters are telling me to do. But Daniel proposed in his mind that he was not going to do it. Notice Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. And be not conformed to this world. We need to set our minds now that we will not be conformed to this world. We need to set our minds now that we will be transformed by the renewing of our minds so that we may be able to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We need to do that now, not when temptation comes. It's now. Now is the time. Many young men from the royal family and the nobility was taken to Babylon, yet the scriptures tells us that only four stood up for what they knew was right. Notice Daniel chapter 1 and verse 19. And the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Those were the names that they were given by the Babylonian people. Therefore stood they before the king. Only four. I don't know how many thousands of people were taken into captivity, but only four of them that we read about stood up and said, no, we will not defile ourselves before our God. They took a big chance. You know, the Bible speaks of the importance of preparing ourselves right now for temptations ahead of time. Psalms 119 and verse 9. Wherewithal shall the young man cleanse his way? By taking heed hereto according to thy word. How are we going to stand temptation? How are we going to stand against temptation? By taking heed to God's word now. Not later. Not when we find ourselves in a situation where, I need to pray to God because I'm in a situation now that I can't. You know, and that's some of the biggest problem that a lot of Christians have. You believe that? What happens is they go through their life. They don't think twice about service or being faithful. They don't worry about praying. You know, Paul tells us pray without ceasing. They don't do none of that until a situation comes upon them. Oh, I can't handle this, so I need to pray. Or I need to go to church Sunday. You know, I haven't been there for a while, but, you know, I've got this major thing that's come upon me and I can't handle it, so maybe I'll go to church and God will help me. Well, brothers and sisters, if you wait that long, it's too late. We need to prepare now by taking heed according to thy word, being faithful every day, being prepared every day for the temptation that we know is going to come sooner or later. Look at Psalms again, 119 verses 10 and 11. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Can we say that? Can we say that we fully, with our whole heart, seek God? Can we say in our hearts that we truly is seeking Jesus Christ and Him crucified? Have we fully enveloped ourselves into God's Word to prepare ourselves for temptation? Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Again, too many people wait until the very last moment before they decide that they need to be right with God. Look at Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. If ye then be risen with Christ, and everyone here can say, yes, I've been risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of this earth. Affection. Literally, it should be translated, set one's mind on. Think about it. You know, really, Paul is asking a rhetorical question. If ye then be risen with Christ. All right? It's a rhetorical question. It would make them think. Yeah, I've been baptized. I've been risen with Christ. So I need to be seeking those things that are above where Christ is, not the things below here on this earth. We need to set our affection, we need to set our minds on the things above and not the things of this earth. We need to stay true to our convictions. We need to make up our minds now that we will not give in to temptation. We need to prepare ourselves now for the temptation that might and probably will come at one point in our life. Thirdly, don't try to justify sinful actions. Well, you know, everybody's doing it. Daniel chapter 1, verses 12 through 14. Prove thy servants. This is Daniel speaking. Prove thy servants, I beseech you, 10 days, and let them give us pulse, really vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenance be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat, as thou seest, deal with thy servants. So he consented to them in this matter and proved them in 10 days. And you can read on, and basically after the 10 days, they were fairer and fatter than ones who sat at the king's table and eaten mashed potatoes and gravy. Okay? Daniel could have rationalized, and he could have made a case for eating that was served to him. After all, he was a hostage. He was a captive. Surely God would understand. You know, God, you know, you allowed us to go into captivity, so you, I guess you're going to allow us to do what we're told to do. But Daniel said, no, we're not going to do it. Acts chapter 5, verse 28 and 29. There's something interesting in here. I hope you all catch it, okay? Saying, did not we straightly command you that ye should not teach in this name? You know, the apostles had been corralled and they were commanded not to teach Jesus Christ and him crucified. But you know what? Look what took place. And behold, you had filled Jerusalem with your doctrine. After we told you not to do it, you went out and done it anyway, and you filled up all of Jerusalem. But notice what they say next. And intend to bring this man's blood upon us. It's like they didn't believe that Jesus' blood was already on them. They were the ones that had him crucified. They're the ones that had him put to death. Jesus' blood was already on them, but they refused to acknowledge it. All right? And intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man or men. Now, think about Daniel and his three partners. Who were they going to obey? The king, King Nebuchadnezzar, or God? Well, we know that they obeyed God. But let's look at us in this modern day and age. If the government come up and said, hey, y'all can't be worshiping in this building anymore. In fact, we're going to outlaw worshiping God in total. Would we say, well, okay, I guess that ends that? Or would we obey God? Would we face punishment? David, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they faced punishment. They could have been taken out and whipped, put into prison for disobeying the king. What about us? If the powers that be come to arrest us because we're worshiping God, would we go to prison and be like Peter and some of the other apostles? You know, Daniel, he could have rationalized that God would understand. You know, he would only have to eat food that's not prepared by the law. So what's the big deal? It was just eating a meal. So what would be the big deal? Children of God are children of God no matter what the situation they find themselves in. We cannot turn our Christianity on and off by the situation that we find ourselves in. We can't do that. There is always a price to pay for sinful acts. And we have many examples found in our Bibles. Adam and Eve, they got driven from the Garden of Eden because of their sinful act. Then we see David, who his sinful act with Bathsheba in the killing of her husband. You all know what happened to that, don't you? The baby died. And then David spent the rest of his life in torment because of his family. his son Absalom chasing him around, trying to kill him, trying to overthrow him and take over the kingdom. Solomon had the command not to engage in marriage to foreign women, heathen women. But how many did he have? I don't remember, but it was a lot. All right. What about Ananias and Sapphira? You know, all they had to do was tell the truth. But they chose to lie, and it cost them their life. Just as Daniel and his three friends fared better than all the others that ate of the king's table, had a brighter countenance, were fatter, more pleasing to look at. People will notice your desire to do what's right. Did you know that? People will notice your desire to do what's right. Look at Daniel 1, verses 15 and 16. And at the end of 10 days, their countenance appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Thus, Melzar took away the portion of their meat and the wine, and they should drink, and gave them pulse or vegetables. People took notice of the difference in Daniel's appearance in only 10 days. Does the world notice that you are holy and different than the rest of the world? Do they notice that we're followers of Jesus Christ? Do they notice that we worship God? Do they notice that we study our Bibles? Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. If we do this, people will notice. People will see that we are different. They may even say, hey, I want some of that. It goes on, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Do people notice? We need to stay true to our convictions. We need to make up our minds now that we will not give in to temptation and not wait until it's too late. We cannot try to justify sinful actions. And we need the world to notice that we're different. Daniel and his three friends stood for God. They refused to allow the king to make them disobey their God. This evening, if you're here and in need of prayer, for whatever the reason, sin in your life, or you simply would like to request the prayers of the saints, would you come as we stand and sing the song of invitation?
In the sweet voice of Jesus.